You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host. And our wonderful Head Start director, Jessica Coffey.
Hey, y'all.
She's in the building. She is your host. What's going on, Jessica?
Not much, Cam.
Not much.
Trying to, you know, stay cool from the heat.
You know what's going on? You know what's going on for me?
What?
Having a holiday in the middle of the week.
Okay.
Getting my mind back right.
Listen, I kind of feel like today is a Monday again.
I don't know what it feels like to me, but it don't feel like what it is.
I know.
It's Friday Eve, though.
Oh, it is.
It's Friday Eve.
It is. Cheers to the weekend. It's almost here.
Well, yeah, it's almost here, so... I don't know. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Nothing major going on, but just, you know.
I know. I'm just, you know, it's hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's draining me.
Is it draining?
But guess what it is?
What?
Summertime.
Oh, I know, right?
Summertime.
I haven't listened to that song in so many years.
You have to. When you get in your car today.
Yeah,
you have to listen to it.
I want to look that up.
It'll change your mood. That's what we should have played before we...
See what I'm saying?
We started this show.
Yeah. Just get you back right.
Because I'm more in a I was born by the river mood. That's what
moves. Not
I
that mean, one.
I, this is tied, okay?
What?
Honey.
Not okay, that one.
This sun is draining me, Cam. It's draining all I have.
I know, right?
All I got.
I know, right? You said your air condition broke down.
This time last year.
I bet that was terrible. How long were you down?
Less than 24 hours. Honey, I didn't care how much that cost. Oh, this ain't going without no heat. No, I mean
right
no air.
Yeah.
So I had my wig on. I was sweating. You can't be sweating no wig, Cam. It was too hot.
Oh, girl.
It was too hot. I couldn't do it.
Okay, so which is worse for you, being too cold or being too hot?
Too hot.
Too hot, yeah.
In my younger days, I would have rather been hot than cold.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah.
Like I can't, if I'm sweating, and I can't go to sleep sweating.
Oh, I can't either. There's something about being hot that just brings the evil elements out of you.
Don't be evil.
No.
Yes, you're very easily agitated.
It's close to
agitated.
Hangry.
Yes.
You know that feeling when you hangry?
Bruh.
That's what hot will make you do.
No.
Hot will make you say some things that you will later on have to apologize for.
You've been thinking about it for a long time, okay. But kept it under wraps.
Listen.
But got hot and...
Don't!
It will come out. It will come out.
That's terrible. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I can't. I'd much rather be cold. Because I think I can pile on enough covers and stuff to get warm. But once you take off the clothes and you still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When my friends and family come over to my house, they're like free. Like I have like baskets of blankets.
Oh.
Because they're like, no, it's too cold over here.
Well, okay. So we... During the day, it's on 72, which is cool in my house.
Uh-huh.
But then at night, we drop it down. I drop it down to 66.
66?
66.
Cam, you should wake up with crystals on your eyelashes.
See? Hey, you talk about it, but you'd be like, ooh,
66?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah, 66.
So mine stays on, but you have upstairs and downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't. I
and
have
the one upstairs
wrench.
Just stays on 71, period. And I'd be like, don't y'all touch it.
Yeah.
I done fixed it to know if you've been
now,
touched.
Now, mine stays on 70. And 70 is warm in the summer. I mean, cool in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And warm in the winter.
Yeah, but 72 is our, is our good zone.
70 is too high for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I might knock it down to 69.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get a good, you know, you want your teeth. If your teeth don't chatter, it's not cold enough.
So, you know, do you turn your thermostat down when you go to sleep?
Mm-mm. I don't touch it.
Oh, wow.
The only time I touch the thermostat is if I'm hot and I'll turn it down. It does not go above 70.
Are you the type that because you're hot, you turn it down 10 degrees?
I choose to.
Wow. I think, I'm not sexist, but I just think it's women. That's how women do.
I choose 2 degrees, but then I'll have my fans on too. So.
Yeah. See, we fan and everything. So, well, that's good. Well, that's good to know.
Ooh, honey, you done made me hot talking about it. Oh, I'm hot now.
See?
Yeah. Somebody help me.
Right. And that air's not coming on until the show's over. Hey, I think it's time for a coffee break.
Okay. We can do that. So for this coffee break, I want to just let everyone know, excellence is not being the best. Excellence is doing your best. Mm. There's a difference. Mm. You don't have to be the best at everything.
Right.
But as long as you put forth your best effort, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that'll preach. Is reaching excellence, in my opinion, is reserved for God. Mm-hmm. There's no one that's going to be excellent. However, I know when I'm giving my best.
Yeah.
I know when I'm sliding through. Mm-hmm. I know when I could do more. So it's important to, always give your best and let the rest work itself out.
See, sometimes I be slacking because I know I don't be giving my best, Ken.
Right. I know. I mean, but you know that you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if anybody ever checked you on it, in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, I know I could have did more, but
in the back of my mind, that's what I'm gonna say. But out loud, I'm gonna be like,
I ain't gonna say that. No, I did the best I could.
Who you talking to? I did.
Oh my God.
I did that.
Never mind.
Look, I won't say I did my best, but I'm gonna say I did that.
Right, I did that thing.
What you talking about?
Yeah, okay. So in other words, you're giving out some help, but ain't taking it. Anyway. It is time. What is this show about today?
So I'm excited because we have a Head Start parent who morphed into a staff.
Look at there. There's morphing in the house.
Okay. We have Natoya Walker with us, who is a Head Start parent and a Head Start staff member. Welcome her.
Hello.
Welcome.
It's so nice to have you on the show. So, Natoria.
Yes, ma'am.
You have been a part of the agency since, who was it first? Your daughter was a part?
So my daughter, she's now 13. Mm-hmm. But yes, she did go here when she was in Head Start. And so she went here at the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a gap. And then my son, who is now in Head Start, and this is his final summer, unfortunately. But he has been here since 2021, and this will be his last summer. And now I have my third.
Mm-hmm.
She is here as well. She's currently in early Head Start.
Okay.
Yes, so she's been here for a few months.
Wow.
So,
and Natoya's Cam is one of our new staff. She's been here a whopping 3 months.
Wow. How about that? So there must have been, that's really impressive because there was something. You first have got to be comfortable with people, with your children.
Right.
So that's a whole set of criteria by itself.
Right.
And then to bring other children and then to say, you know what? I want to be there. What was the process for you deciding to work here at Community Action Council?
Well, first of all, I've always had a love for children. I'm the youngest of 4, but at an early age, I got nieces and little cousins very quickly. Mm-hmm. And with them coming along, I just took to them. They took to me. And so I've always had a passion and a love for children and just helping people, period. And then as I got older, I decided to go into early childhood education in high school. Mm-hmm. And so I actually worked in child care at the age of 17. So I co-opted out of high school, was in child care then, and I did that for a few years. And then I decided to venture out and see, you know, what else was out there for me. Went back to school, got into the medical for a while. While I was in the medical, that's when I got my son in. Mm-hmm. And so my son started here. And just since he's been here, like y'all said, it can be a very nervous thing starting your child who's right. barely communicating at right. that time. Mm-hmm. So he had been a little over two when he started. And I was very nervous about it. You know, you just don't always know who you're putting your that's child right. in the hands of. Mm-hmm. But instantly, everyone here became like family. Mm. I've from the jump, I was like, okay, he's good. I was like, he's gonna be just fine. And everyone since he was two has always felt welcoming. It's always felt more of, you know, like a homey environment, like he's getting dropped off at mm-hmm. grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just loved that from the get-go. And so over the years, me being in other fields, they were okay, but I just really missed that mm-hmm. passion right. and, you know, working somewhere I loved right. and doing something that I loved and truly enjoyed. And so it just became a time where, you know, I seen if y'all had positions open mm-hmm. and y'all did. And so I chose to leave my previous job mm-hmm. and get back into it. And ever since then, I've been in my element.
So are you a Head Start, early Head Start teacher?
Early Head Start.
Early Head yep, Start. I'm an early that's a special gift right there because, mm-hmm. you know, you really hands-on with those kids, yeah.
For sure, yeah. for sure.
So tell us, you know, back when your first child was in Head Start, how did you hear about Head Start?
Actually, I had a friend. She's got a few children herself, and a couple of hers are older than my oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. And so she was going here first, and she said the same thing, that she really loved it. She felt, you know, like family. And so I took her word, of course, you know, mm-hmm. being my best friend, and I decided to get my daughter enrolled, and I loved it then. You know, she they were in the old building at the time, mm-hmm. but even over there, everyone felt, you know, like home, right. and she loved it, and she was only here 1 year, because at that time, you know, I felt comfortable when she was of age, and she could speak to me and communicate with me, and so with her, I went ahead and waited until she was only there for 1 year, but that whole year she enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And so then when it came to my son, you know, because there's an 8-year gap between them. So when it came to him and him wanting to, or me wanting to get him into early Head Start, I was like, well, I was very comfortable then.
Yeah.
I know things may have changed. So, you know, I was a little nervous, but the same feeling I got when mm-hmm. she was five is the same feeling I got when he was two.
Right.
So
right.
have you been at the same center all this time or
yes. a
different center?
No, it was this center. They were just at the old building.
Oh, okay.
With her. Yeah. They were at the old building.
So you've known Tracy all that time, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been some time.
right.
So I want to know, like, tell us about some of the benefits that you feel like your family has received since being a part of the program.
I guess I didn't necessarily really need anything with my daughter, but with my son, when he first started, they did immediately look into speech therapy for him.
Mm-hmm.
They looked into it. They tested him. They did the extra steps for that, but he ended up actually not needing it.
Mm-hmm.
But as time went on, we did realize that it would be very beneficial for him to do play therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has been in that for a couple of years now, and he is still in it to this day. He just had a session today.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, with that play therapy, he has come a long way, mm-hmm. a long way.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel? Because, you know, sometimes we have to have conversations with parents when, you know, we might say, hey, your child may need a little bit of help or a little additional assistance. How did you feel about that?
So initially, you know, when I guess anyone hears the word therapy, they're like, whoa, you know.
Yeah.
But when they approached me with it, you know, his teachers have always had They've always been very truthful with me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they let me know if there's something going on, but they also always tell me the positive. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's always been a balance. And, you know, when they approached me, you know, informing me of them believing he needed it. Like I said, first hearing the word therapy, I'm kind of like, oh, you know, you sure? But I took that into consideration and I realized, you know, okay, this would only help him, you know, not hurt him. And so I was like, well, the least I could do is give it a try.
Right.
And, you know, they were providing it. And so I'm like, well, let's try it out. And I'm glad I listened.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it has been a tremendous help for him.
I tell you, you know, those are some scary moments that we have with our kids and needing anything, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's something that we can provide, we jump on
right,
that.
Right, right.
But I got to lean out for somebody else, it gets a little
of
different.
Of course, yes.
Tori, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to talk more with you right after the break. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
And you are listening to Look Who's Talking. And we are here with Head Start teacher, Miss Tori. Can I call you Miss? What do the kids call you, Miss Tori?
The kids call me Miss Tori.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. You know. So what I want to ask is, how did your role as a Head Start parent differ from that as a Head Start teacher?
So it differs because as a teacher, well, first of all, as a parent, you know, I've needed the services and I've benefited from them, my son specifically, and it's just helped us, you know, learn different ways for him of learning and coping with things. And so when I became a teacher and, you know, I have witnessed, you know, children need the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of know the signs and I have been able to basically tell parents how it helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, you approach a parent and you suggest some form of therapy and they kind of get red flags like, why? But I've been able to tell them of my personal experience and how it's helped. And so that kind of eased them like, okay, you know, she's done it. She said it's beneficial. And so it's actually worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gotten into it as well.
Good.
That's awesome. So being on the other side of the curtain, that's a little different.
It is.
Yeah. So what made you decide that this is where I want to work? I mean, because you in child development, there's a million other places you could have been. Is there anything specific about Community Action Council that made you decide to work here?
They just have always seemed like they care. Mm-hmm. They're, like I said, they're very family oriented. And it, no matter what it is, if you are in need of anything, they are going to find a way. And I've always noticed that. And like I said, not just myself. I have a friend that goes or who's brought her children here, and she's still here as well. Mm-hmm. And no matter, it doesn't have to be therapy. It anything. If you are in need, Community Action is going to go out of their way to find a way to help you. And I've always really appreciated that. And so I wanted to be a part of that.
That's awesome. Yeah. What I love about the program is the training. They go out of their way to try to bring everybody together, make sure everybody's on the same page.
Right.
Have you gone through a training yet? You've only been here 3 months, so no.
Probably right? Some very minimal training, but.
But the all staff one is one of them.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've not been through one yet. She's going to be coming.
All staff.
In
yeah.
July.
That's coming. Yep, it's coming.
Yeah, that's really, you know, a lot candid. Very specific to the teachers and staff of figuring out what's working. Information is passed through.
Okay.
And
well, and to also see how big the agency actually is, because, you know, when you're at one location, you see everyone here.
Right.
But the fact that we have over 450 staff that all come together.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, hold up.
We're huge.
Yeah.
I didn't, 13 you know, counties, is that right?
Oh, 15 wow. counties, 15 actually. Counties. Yeah, so, you know, being able to see that part of things is neat, because you're like, oh, I usually only think about my center.
Right.
Or maybe centers in Fayette County, but we touch so many different centers and places and speak so many different languages. You know, we're trying to be as diverse as possible and hit as many folks as possible.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's something that I really enjoy. And, you know, I've been here going on 18 years, so.
18 years.
18.
I've got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's a great place to work. And so if you are looking for work while we're talking about it, Community Action Council is hiring.
We this are
is
the hiring. Place to be.
Yeah. So
yes, you heard it yourself.
If you're interested. Dial 859-233-4600 and we will get you started, right?
Yeah. Yes, we actually, Cam, should be having some open interviews coming up soon at Malone's.
You're going to do that?
We're going to do it again. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some staff in, some teachers, and, you know, do what it do.
Yeah, that's a nice way of recruiting staff is we get Malone's and we'll offer you a meal and an opportunity to sign up to be a part of the team.
Yep.
Great time. All right.
Back to the show.
You know what? Since we digressed, let's go on and get the Head Start highlight word of the day.
The Head Start highlight word of the day is opportunity.
Opportunity. There it is. There it is. Right in line. So, Tori, it's been a whirlwind. It's been 3 months. And, so you said your son came in 21. That was right during the pandemic, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
That was a challenge, you know, just getting through the pandemic. So.
And see, even then during the pandemic, when he first started, I couldn't come in the building yet. Mm-hmm. And so that made me nervous as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he started and we were met at the front door. And then it was just from there. That was it. And then we were met at the door at pickup. Mm-hmm. But even then, like him coming out and him talking to me when we got home, like I just knew he was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made, again, everything even more easy flowing during that time as well.
I was going to say, so from the time you had your first child in our program to having your son, that was a big change because you couldn't even see the classroom at the time.
It was.
Because of some of the COVID restrictions we had. But
and the facility changed.
Yeah.
We moved across the street.
Yes.
So where you were familiar with the previous center, you had no clue.
Right.
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 So tell us, are there things that, you know, as a teacher, you were like, whoa, I didn't know they did this as a parent?
I've definitely learned about a lot of other resources. And then even like, you know, you were just speaking a minute ago, before I started over here, they send you to shadowing for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the other location that I was at, that was awesome, first of all, because you got to be hands-on. And sometimes people learn a lot better doing things hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciated that. And then being over there, there were 4 different languages in that classroom.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. so, you know, they make sure they label everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they try to incorporate other books and other songs and stuff in languages so that everyone has that equal learning. And so just stuff like that I thought was so amazing for them to take that time and actually do rather than just sticking with English.
Right.
And so I thought that was awesome.
What would you say to a parent who is like, how is this different than daycare?
Because daycare, I feel like, you know, you get children in and you're just watching them.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, they're here until their parents come.
Mm-hmm.
But with Community Action, like, we are actually here to teach them. We are actually here in early Head Start. We are getting them ready for Head Start. Mm-hmm. In Head Start, we are getting them ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they really do take the curriculum of each day, and we're teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
We are truly taking that time and teaching each child something. And not every child learns the same.
Right.
So if this child needs, you know, something more, we are even providing that to make sure that child is learning as well and trying to get everyone on the level that they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's something that I value and appreciate as well. And then just like with my son, even though this is his last summer,
mm-hmm.
I was provided a huge packet that mm-hmm. I didn't even know, you know, they do, just of all kinds of summer learning material to keep him learning
right.
until he goes.
Yeah.
So even though he's graduated, they still went that extra mile mm-hmm. to provide information and just a huge packet for him to do all summer. And he's been working on that, just a few things each day.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, as well is going to help further his education when he does start.
So I think one of the things is different from, you said you had a 13-year-old that was in the program.
Yes.
And now is graduation. Is that
yes? She.
How was that?
That was. It was so special. Just had us, my whole family tearing up because when she was here, they did do a little something, but we just came over, you know, to
yeah.
the facility and just celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now they actually treat it like a graduation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, that was just mind blowing to mm-hmm. my whole family, but we all made sure we attended and we thought that was so special.
Yeah.
We love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That was introduced, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
5 or 6 years ago.
It was right before COVID happened.
Yeah, and so
that's amazing.
The first time, the very first time, we sold out. Where
really?
Were we? Henry Clay, is
yeah.
that where it was?
Yeah.
We sold out that gym, and parents came in with signs and balloons and everything.
Yeah.
And we was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This
we
is going to be something real.
We didn't know how big it was actually going to be.
Oh.
So yeah, that one was like, oh,
yeah.
What did we get into?
Right.
We knew that it was going to be something more than what we had imagined when we saw one of the kids, a family member had made them graduation invitations.
Oh.
And it was circulating, like it was going viral on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
And we said, oh, hold up.
Right.
This is something serious.
Yeah, we outgrew the first location the very first time.
Well, so. I'm so glad y'all chose to do that and have continued it because it's a very special moment
mm-hmm.
to share. Yeah. It really is.
And, you know, to me, it also felt like, wow, this is the first time we are able to get children excited about going to
yes.
the next level.
Yes.
Because they were so excited about graduation and, you know, so I think that was...
Yeah, and it's preparing the mindset that, okay, you are now leaving here mm-hmm. and you're going somewhere else.
Yes.
But you are equipped.
Yes.
You can handle it. You can do it. Well, Tori, I am so glad you was on the show today. We're so glad that
Thank you all so much for having me.
Join the family. You in the house on both sides.
That's right. And I don't plan on going anywhere.
All right. Well, you have been listening to Look Who's Talking. Tell your friends. Share the show. Let us know what you think about the show. How about that, huh? All right.